It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Judge Michael Mukasey could move into the Attorney General's office as early as this week. His nomination will soon be voted on in the full Senate now that the Judiciary Committee has endorsed him by a vote of 11 to 8. The debate that accompanied yesterday's vote focused mostly on the country's torture policy, as NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
It would have been a party-line vote, but for two Democrats who decided to support Judge Mukasey. Senators Charles Schumer of New York and Dianne Feinstein of California joined the Judiciary Committee's Republicans voting for the nominee. Schumer was one of Mukasey's strongest supporters early on, so he was in a difficult position when Mukasey refused to condemn an interrogation tactic known as waterboarding. Waterboarding is a form of controlled drowning that the U.S. has historically prosecuted as torture. Senator Schumer said he eventually decided to support Mukasey after the judge assured him
that if Congress passed further legislation in this area, the president would have no legal authority to ignore it, and Judge Mukasey would enforce it. From a Bush nominee, this is no small commitment.
I think the law is as clear as it can be.
That was Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin. He said it's absurd to suggest that Congress needs to explicitly outlaw waterboarding. He said it's already been outlawed by a number of statutes and treaties.
When the history of this time is written, the issue of torture will define America's values in the age of terrorism. Judge Mukasey's responses to our questions on the issue of torture make it clear that he does not understand the challenge of this moment in history.
And Maryland Democrat Ben Cardin wondered, if Congress has to specifically state that forcing water into someone's lungs is cruel, inhuman, and degrading, what's next?
Are we going to have to outlaw the rack? Because there's a question as to whether the rack is torture in this country.
Besides, Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy pointed out, this whole conversation ignores the fact that any law to explicitly ban waterboarding would have to make it past the president's veto. The only military lawyer on the committee is Republican Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, who voted for Mukasey.
He is dealing with a legacy not of his making.
Graham said if the U.S. endorses waterboarding, the country puts American troops at risk of being treated the same way when they're captured by foreign countries. And then Graham gave a glimpse into CIA interrogation policies, suggesting that waterboarding is no longer part of the program.
The CIA program we have is different than the Army Field Manual. For a reason. I believe it to be legal. I believe it to be effective. I believe waterboarding to be illegal, so you can put two and two together if you'd like.
Despite the Sturm und Drang over this nomination, everyone on the committee praised Mukasey as qualified and intelligent. The committee's top Republican, Senator Arlen Specter, judged him a good choice to pull the Justice Department out of the morass of scandals.
And we urgently need, at this moment, someone to run that department, because right now, it's being run down.
One former U.S. attorney on the committee is Democrat Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island. He said Mukasey might be a very capable leader, but he judged a yes vote to be an endorsement of what he called the slow and sickening slide in this country under the Bush administration.
We have compromised our values. We have disregarded our Constitution. We have degraded our standing in the world. And people died for this stuff.
Whitehouse voted no. As for Dianne Feinstein, the second Democratic yes vote, she said in one important way, Mukasey is a big change from his predecessor.
Alberto Gonzalez owed his political career and his legal career to a great extent to President Bush. Judge Mukasey does not. They are really two different people.
And that is an attribute that everyone on the committee could admire. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.